This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
Liming, it is exploding, dude. Wow, it is at 65 right now. Man, that thing is climbing. Keep climbing, baby. Keep climbing. Those of us that got SHIB, man, we are loving life right now. It's funny because the market went down a little bit. Bitcoin went down to 59,000, you know, and it was messing in the 62 area. And so now it corrected itself, which you kind of got to expect that, because when you have parabolic rises in any crypto, once you have a parabolic rise, there are certain people that bought at a lower number and they want to get some profits and they want to get out 28, 35, 40. And so now they got up to 62 and they said, you know what, let me take some profits. Let me get out a little bit. And that's what you're doing. So you'll get a little bit of a market correction. There's a dip. What have I told you all, right? Although it's a high dip to buy, but that's when you buy, because this thing's going to shoot to over 100 soon. So even if you get in at 59, you go to 100, you know what I mean? You're still, it's steady money. It's not like what's going on with SHIB. Think about this. Just an example for those of you that don't really imagine, okay? Now, let's just have some fun. 6 times 9. Is 56, correct, Sean? Is that correct math? 6 times 9 is 56. Is that it?
No.
Am I right? No?
No.
What is it? Am I right?
6 times 9 is 54.
54. Okay, 54.
Yes.
54.
Yeah. I got a plug neck, but I got a mind.
Okay, so 54, right?
Yep.
So think about this. You put $100 on SHIB, okay, at 6. It's up to 60, but at 54, your money's gone 8 times over. You got $900 now sitting there for $100. See what I'm saying? So you put $1,000, you got $9,000. You put $10,000, you got $90,000. And so on and so forth. So it shows you that what's going on with SHIB is, you know, that thing's up in this year like 1,000,000% or something. It's just ridiculous the way it's up. But I'm just saying, it's pretty amazing what's going on with SHIB and the way it's climbing. I am pretty shocked the way it's climbing. So some guy was like, well, I thought you said meme coins are shit coins. And I said, no, I never said that. I said Doge is a shit coin because it has nothing. There's no technology to it. Unless it's used as for purchasing, that's it. Nothing more. And Doge has kind of stayed stagnant now in the low to mid 20s. It hasn't really moved much, while SHIB, it continues to climb. Why? SHIB has swap, like Pancake Swap and Uniswap, where you can swap one coin for another. If you want to buy Bitcoin and you want to sell your Ethereum for Bitcoin, you can do it. You can sell your Ethereum for SHIB. You can sell your SHIB for Matic. You can sell your Matic for, you know, Polkadot, whatever you want. Swaps are very, very popular. So that's one. They've got dApps on there. They've got staking. They've got, they're building a blockchain. They've got NFTs now. You know, I'm thinking of buying one of their NFTs, like cheap NFTs, because they're cheap. They're super cheap. And right now, you just never know if like 6 months from now, that NFT just explodes with the community. That's the other thing. They've built a community. The holders are going up. So it has technology. You know, so when you have staking pools, when you have all that, the stuff that Doge does not have staking pools. Doge does not have a swap. Doge does not have a blockchain, because they can't. The technology is too old, because Doge is it's the same technology of Litecoin and Bitcoin. It is an older technology whereas SHIB is Ethereum. And so it's already much more modern, much faster, and it has more resources in order to build on the blockchain, something you cannot do with Doge. That's why Elon's talked a lot of shit about, oh, I'm working with Doge and trying to, and nothing's ever happened. Because for years, people have been trying to do something with Doge, and Doge can't go anywhere. But people don't know that they invest in Doge, that it's just a big-ass, you know, helium balloon or hot air balloon, and it's just eventually it'll pop, and that's it, because there's no technology behind it. If SHIBS decides to start burning coins, then those of you that have invested in SHIB, your investment is going to be worth a hell of a lot more. Because if less coins are in circulation, that will increase the value. Look what's going on with Bitcoin and Ethereum. They right now, the crypto exchanges are at all-time lows. They don't have enough Ethereum and Bitcoin anymore. They're starting to run out of it, which guess what that means? Boom. And they've burnt over 4 billion Ethereum since they started burning Ethereum about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, which, again, what's it going to do? Only increase the value of Ethereum. See, Bitcoin's already set. It's at 21 million coins. That's it. They've mined 18.8, I believe. So it's around 2.2 million coins are left to mine. And then once they've mined them, it's over. And that should be in the next 3 years, I believe. I think it is 3-4 years. They'll have mined all the coins. And then, oh my God, what's going to happen? And so, you know, I get those of you out there, by the way, that don't believe in crypto, don't know crypto, whatever. But don't talk shit. If you don't really know anything about crypto, don't talk about it. Because then you're just looking stupid, like the same idiot that thought, oh my God, the internet, that's never going to work. Oh my God, emails, oh come on. Oh, cell phones, please give me a break. Oh, the planes are going to fly. You know, all these kind of things that have happened over the history of time. And people are like, oh my God, that's stupid. That'll never happen. And it takes over the world. That's what's going to end up happening. Why do you think now banks now? Go check it out. I posted it yesterday. Banks now want to find out how they can get Bitcoin and hold it. Do you know why? They want to use it so it's part of their portfolio. They want to use it so they can loan money off of it. They want to use it because they know that if they don't get into digital currency, they are going to die. Okay? You're going to see bank buildings all over the place disappear. DeFi will eliminate that. You will have the power of being your own bank. I will have the power of being my own bank. I can already do that now. I already have my crypto out on loan. I'm already, while SHIB is gaining value for me, and so is Ethereum, and so is Bitcoin, I'm also lending it and making interest off of all of them. SHIB, I make 2%. Ethereum, I make 5.5%. Bitcoin, I make 4.5%. Matic, I make 10%. Comprende? Crypto, I make, crypto.com, Crow, I believe it's 6 or 8%. So I have my money working for me in two ways. One, the crypto is gaining value, and one, it's working for me on loans. So I'm my own bank. Do you know that if you build up enough crypto that you could actually, if you needed money, you can take a loan off your own crypto, like at 2%? Try to get a loan out of the bank. See what percentage you're going to pay for a loan. These are things that people don't know and they don't understand. And they have their money sitting in a savings account getting 0.25% when they can move their savings account, move it over to crypto, buy a USDC coin, which is a stable coin, a $1 coin. It is backed by the US dollar. So you're not taking any risks. And you stake it and you get 10% off that money. So the money you have sitting in your savings account earning nothing, you can have it sitting as a USDC coin earning 10%. These are all things, like, if you don't understand crypto, I get it. It's intimidating. I was intimidated. I had no idea. I didn't believe in it 2 years ago. I didn't think it was anything, you know, oh my God, I like a lot of people. But then when you start to look in on it and you start to figure out how it's going to affect our world, you will realize, you know, how you use your email a lot more than you use your mailbox. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen. It's just you have to be a little bit more open-minded and understand where our world is going. That's all. So when I see a guy in the morning tell me this, and it's like, I get it, dude. You don't know anything about crypto. You don't follow it. You don't study it. So that's cool. That's understandable. But don't comment on it because it makes you sound stupid. So you don't know anything about it. So if you don't know anything about it, that's fine. You know, if you want to argue with me about something that might be decentralized and something that is centralized or whatever, and that happens in crypto, and you have to be careful with that. But these are the kind of things that we want to talk about. But, you know, this whole hocus pocus stuff that, oh my God, it's a Ponzi scheme, it's fake, it's not real, that's just ignorance being spewed because you hear one idiot say it, so you just follow along because both idiots don't know jack shit about crypto. So they just throw that out there. Oh, planes will never fly. It'll never happen.